Hazrat Abu Huraira radiyallahu anhu, may Allah be pleased with him, narrated a hadith that when a group of people, a jamaat, just like we're sitting down, it's called a jamaat, a group of people, a halaka, a gathering, an assembly. When a group of people sits down, gathers for Allah's dhikr, in other words, everyone is gathered, and after gathering together, they all do the dhikr of Allah. They all perform the remembrance of Allah. So alhamdulillah, Allah Ta'ala has given us His fadl. This is our condition right now, that all of us on this great day, in this azim, great month, Allah has given us this opportunity that according to this hadith, alhamdulillah, we are practicing on this hadith. So Abu Huraira radiallahu anhu stated that when a group of people, a jama'ah, gathers together, forms a gathering, and after they gather together, if they do the dhikr of Allah, if they remember Allah, if they occupy themselves in the remembrance of Allah, then Allah Ta'ala immediately bestows them with four rewards. The first reward out of all is this, that Allah Ta'ala's rahmah, mercy surrounds them, envelopes them. What a great ni'mah. Allah Ta'ala's rahmah envelopes them. And the second reward is that from all four sides, all four corners, all around them, the angels, they surround them, they cover them. Then Allah Ta'ala says that on their hearts, a special sakina, feeling of contentment comes into their hearts. Allah Ta'ala knows what is that reward, that from Jannah, Allah Ta'ala's reward, that those who do the dhikr of Allah, Ta'ala puts in their hearts the feeling of sakina, contentment, peace. And the fourth reward is so great. Allah Ta'ala says that the gathering of that, the dhikr of that gathering, the mentioning of that gathering, I say with pride amongst my angels. So alhamdulillah, such a great opportunity Allah Ta'ala is giving to us. Allah's great mercy that on this night of Jumu'ah, night of Friday, which is coming soon, Allah has given us this ni'mah in Ramadan, this road. And there are many virtues of dhikr, many virtues of dhikr. The respected scholars have stated that dhikr of Allah, the remembrance of Allah, is such a great action that if we look at reward and forgiveness, Allah Ta'ala, upon the action of dhikr, the result of forgiveness and reward, Allah has given most due to the action of dhikr. Salvation, forgiveness and reward. You know, the action that gives the most forgiveness and the most reward is what? The dhikr of Allah. There's no other action that Allah has given more of this than the dhikr of Allah. And so easy, Allah Ta'ala stated, so easy is this action. Such an easy and simple action is the dhikr of Allah, that there's no other amal that's as simple. Whether you have wudu or not, whether you're sitting or sleeping or walking, lying down, whatever condition you're in, if you're doing the dhikr of Allah, alhamdulillah, all the rewards Allah will give to that person. Continue. So, a person, if he's negligent from this, such an easy action. Such an easy action. You don't need to have wudu necessarily. You don't need to be in a specific position or time frame or any location. So easy that the more Allah Ta'ala says, the action that elevates the status most is the dhikr of Allah. There's no action that compares, that can give this result. How great is this action of the dhikr of Allah? That's why those people who remember Allah, who do the dhikr of Allah, alhamdulillah, then their amal become very high and elevated. So what we need to do, my friends, this is, we are in Ramadan, the month of Ramadan. We should make this habit. Because remember, Ramadan, the elders, the pious elders have stated, the pious predecessors have stated that Ramadan, this great month, the whole of Ramadan, there are two lights that illuminate the whole of Ramadan. There are two lights that illuminate the whole of Ramadan. They are the light of Ramadan, and Ramadan is lit up by them. What are those two lights? What are those two sources? The recitation of Quran and Dhikr-e-Rahman. Great, great point here. So if you want to illuminate your Ramadan, enlighten your Ramadan, then take hold of two actions with strength. We should recite Quran. And this is the habit of our pious predecessors. How did they spend Ramadan? How would they occupy themselves in Ramadan? How would they busy themselves, regular, habitual? Not like we're standing, talking, okay, let's sit down and start reading Quran, or start doing some other action, or recite. No, they had schedule, time frame, diary, timetable. When a person makes a system, then in a beautiful way his day passes. And their special, regular, you could say, schedule was Hazrat Sahranpuri, rahmatullah, a great sheikh who passed in the history of Islam. And what was his habit? He was the khalifa of Hazrat Rashid Ahmad Gangohi sahab, rahmatullah. That as soon, from Dhuhr until Asr, he would recite Quran, recitation of Quran, in high quantity, nothing else, no other speech, nothing, no talking. Then, straight after Asr until Maghrib, he would be occupied in the dhikr of Allah and nothing else. Wouldn't speak to anybody. Yes, this was the environment in the Khanqah. And the pious predecessors, our elders, that was their style. Because Asr to Maghrib, this was the time that Allah's Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam is beloved to Allah. I like this time. It's beloved to me. That such a jama'ah, that from Asr until Maghrib, that they do the dhikr of Allah, the remembrance of Allah. So especially we, in Ramadan, this is how we should split our time. There's a time for rest. There's a time for recitation of Quran. And then until Maghrib, Asr to Maghrib, dhikr of Allah. Dhikr of Allah is such an actual alhamdulillah that from Asr till Maghrib, in between this time, this is such a great time, great moments, that in this the du'as are accepted in this time. Allah Ta'ala accepts the du'as that are made between Asr and Maghrib. And it's very easy to do this. Allah Ta'ala says that the amount I accept the du'as of people, more than that I accept that person's du'a who is doing the dhikr of Allah at that time. Without asking, Allah Ta'ala gives. If a person is doing dhikr, automatically he's doing dua, and without asking, Allah gives. So we need to keep our habits like this in the whole of Ramadan, from Asr till Maghrib, immersed, occupied, busy in dhikr of Allah. So easy, so easy. Look, one kalima I'll tell you, one verse, one recitation, Subhanallah, Alhamdulillah. Does it take long? Does it take a lot of effort to say this? Say it, Subhanallah, Alhamdulillah. Say it again, Subhanallah, Alhamdulillah. Thawab, what's the reward? The whole space between the heavens and the earth is filled with reward. The words of the hadith tell me. Yes? Isn't this a great, great earning? Earning? And then multiply it due to the mercies of Ramadan more than 700 times. Just because once you said Subhanallah walhamdulillah, the whole space gap between the heavens and the earth is filled. Let's shorten it. Say Alhamdulillah. Say it again. Alhamdulillah. And again, Alhamdulillah. The whole, you can say, our scale of amal deeds, the whole scale of deeds has been filled. Allahu Akbar, Subhanallah. This hadith I'm telling you. Hadith. And if you recite, Subhanallah, walhamdulillah, wa la ilaha illallah, wallahu akbar, Subhanallah, whoever recites this, then he is saved from Jahannam, from hellfire. Imagine what Allah Ta'ala has set aside for us human beings, but we don't pay attention. We're lazy. Okay, we can't pray tahajjud. We can't do great big deeds. Okay, we can't do other amal deeds in high quantity. Okay, we pray salah 5 times a day. Alhamdulillah, Allah's fadl, Allah's grace, we pray salah. Allah's karam, mercy, He allows us to do other good deeds. No problem, no problem. Don't be afraid. For us weak people, Allah's opened the doors. Easy ways. That don't worry. Just say Subhanallah. Keep saying Subhanallah. More shortcut. A bigger sugar, okay, if it's hard for you to say Subhanallah, it's hard for you to say Alhamdulillah, it takes up your time. To say Alhamdulillah, it takes you a lot of time to remember, you have to recite the kalimats. Whoever says Allah, just Allah, Allah says you get the reward of all of them put together. Subhanallah. Subhanallah. Look at this. Look at this. What a great reward. More easy. Even simpler. Even simpler. And I'll tell you an even more simple method than this. The more simple method is, Allah says, don't even recite anything. Don't waggle your tongue. Don't move your tongue. No need to move your tongue. No effort needed. Sit down with ease. Allah says, don't give yourself hassle that you have to move your tongue and speak loudly. Just do this, Allah says, at least in your heart, with your beat of your heart, say Allah, then Subhanallah. You'll get more reward than all of those that I've mentioned. Subhanallah. Subhanallah. Will you do this, brothers? Or will you just keep on listening? Yeah? Have you made intention, everybody? So, let's start from the bottom. Allah Ta'ala gives us the ease. He starts from the bottom, then we go higher. Allah says, close your eyes and just say my name in your heart. Say Subhanallah. Subhanallah. That's it. Allah. Allah. Say it in heart. You got to fast. Praise be to Allah. You read Quran. You get tired. Close your eyes. Focus. Allah. 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 In the heart. Not on the tongue. Where do we say it? In the heart. With the beat of the heart. Silence. And if you do all different adhkar from your tongue, you're getting 70 times more reward. Silently saying Allah's name in the heart. You're sitting, maybe you're drowsy, at ease, you're not reciting from the tongue, you're saying Allah, Allah, Allah. Not from your tongue. Not loudly, not vocally, in your heart. This is called dhikr qalbi, dhikr of the heart. 70 times greater the reward increases when you do silent dhikr in the heart. Allah's glory, how Allah has given easy methods to the ummah. Allah has given a simple method. Ramadan is passing, and we didn't even have time to sit down for 5 minutes in a corner somewhere. Somewhere, and close the eyes. Allah, Allah, Allah. Does it take long? Yeah, your drowsiness is fulfilled, your sleep is fulfilled, you get ease, you feel satisfied, and such a high grade reward. Such high grade reward that Allah Ta'ala says that when you close your eyes and you remember me in your heart, and your tongue isn't moving, then Allah Ta'ala says, do you know what is the reward for this? That you remember me in your heart, and I also remember you in the same way. Subhanallah. Imagine.
What is Allah saying? And shaitan, look at shaitan. What does he say to us? Look at shaitan, the devil. We keep crying, I'm doing sins, I've got issues. And shaitan doesn't want us to get closer. Shaitan's biggest problem, the biggest attack on shaitan, you could say, the biggest enemy for shaitan, the biggest hurdle for shaitan is the dhikr of Allah. Shaitan hates the dhikr of Allah. When shaitan attacks a person to try to make him weak, remember this, our pious elders have said that when shaitan wants to deviate somebody, take him off track, destroy him, destroy his deen, then he takes away the action of dhikr from that person. He diverts him, distracts him from dhikr. Yes? Hazrat Ibn Taymiyyah rahmatullah alayh, great ustad, he is the ustad of Hafiz Ibn Qayyim Jawziyah rahmatullah. Look what he stated. He said that if you see here the fish, look at the condition of the fish without water. Can the fish remain alive without water? So he stated, insan, his heart cannot stay alive without the dhikr of Allah. Allahu Akbar. Yes, just like the fish, if you take the fish out of water, after a while it will die, pass away. In the same way, a great human being, a muhaddith, scholar of hadith, he said, this is what I've learned from the Quran and hadith, that when a person is negligent from the dhikr of Allah and he doesn't do dhikr in his heart, then he's dead. He's like he's dead. The feeling of life has gone away from that person. Spiritual life is destroyed. Physical life is there. He eats, drinks, walks, speaking, talking. But how is he dead? Because spiritually he has passed away. His feelings, emotions, ibadat, spirituality, contentment, feeling remorse and humbleness and sincerity, humility, all of this and getting the satisfaction from ibadat, this all goes because his heart is not alive, he's deceased. So this is a very simple method. Will we all do this, brothers? That you have to learn this. Close your eyes, focus, pay attention. I'm giving everyone this ijazah now of this dhikr. Everyone's got ijazah, permission. Close your eyes. After closing your eyes, and see the enjoyment of this dhikr. Close your eyes, focus on your heart, be silent. Don't speak to anyone, you're tired, you've prayed salah. Everything you had to do, you've done. Now you close your eyes and focus towards your heart. And in your heart, without any vocal, any noise, any volume, few days you practice this, alhamdulillah, Allah's fadl is so great that the person, he hears in, from his ears that his heart is saying, Allah, I'm telling you the truth. The heart speaks. The heart speaks. We think, oh, I'm not doing it properly. You know, the heart speaks. When he says Allah, the heart will say Allah, 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 Allah. Just like you teach a parrot, in the same way, we haven't taught our hearts the name of Allah. So my brothers, inshallah, this Ramadan, we need to practice this definitely, okay? When we sit down, Asr time, after Asr, we're free, we've finished recitation of Quran, we're not doing anything at that time, and you're feeling drowsy, sleepy, you don't know what shall I do, you're speaking to this person, that person, you know, the time comes in the day, innit? Straight away, remember what I've said, that I said this, that close your eyes and focus on your heart, and with ease start to say Allah, 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 Allah. And sometimes you feel sleepy when you're doing that, alhamdulillah. And then thoughts will come, words will come. Allah has given us this flexibility, that don't worry, shaitan, he will try to whisper in your ears and influence you, distract you, thoughts will go here and there. You'll feel feeling sleepy, but when you start doing dhikr, then thoughts will start to come. He'll make you wake up, oh, you have to do this, you need to go here, do this and that, X, Y, Z. So Allah says that I'll give more reward upon this condition. I'll give you double reward when he's trying to distract you. Before you with ease were you doing dhikr, but now when you do dhikr, silent dhikr in your heart, then you'll have to work hard to put off shaitan. Don't worry about shaitan. Rather, what are you remembering? You're remembering Allah. Who are you remembering? Allah. So brothers, this is what we need to do. Ramadan, we should spend in a beautiful way, enlighten our Ramadan. 3-4 things we need to do. First, very simple method of the dhikr of Allah is maraqabah dhikr, silent dhikr. And this should be our, this is our regular habit. This is what we've learned from our pious elders. This is what we go to the walis of Allah to learn. What else do we go to learn from them? So he said, son, do such an action, your life will be made. I said, okay, fine. So I took hold of that point. Alhamdulillah, praise be to Allah, whenever I get an opportunity and the good times in the day, close the eyes and sit down, do maraqabah, silent dhikr. Allah, 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 Allah. Inshallah, we'll do that dhikr now after, at the end of the session. So we should make this happen. Okay, brothers?
Bismillah ar-Rahman ar-Rahim. Alhamdulillah. As-salamu alaykum wa rahmatullahi wa barakatuh. Shafi'i wa sallam. Tawha wa yasmin wa alim. Ya Allah, Ya Rahman, Ya Rahim, make me positive from Sahman, you can help him off from Mali. Have I a Sahidah, okay, you can help him off from Mali. Ya Allah, my tawbah ko qubool farma. Ya Allah, my tawbah ko qubool farma. Ae mere maula, tu humein maaf farma de. Ya Allah, tu humse razi ho ja. Ya Kareem, tu humse razi ho ja. Ae mere maula, tu humse razi ho ja. Ya Allah, ye Ramzan hamari zindagi ka behtareen Ramzan bana de. Ae mere maula, aasan aur achhe tareeke se baqiya Ramzan guzarne ki taufeeq naseeb farma. Achhe amal naseeb farma. Ya mere maula, achhe namaz naseeb farma. Achhe ibadatein naseeb farma. Achhe duaein naseeb farma. Ya Kareem, is majlis mein jo bhi duaein humne mangi, jo bhi tune inaamat rakhe mere maula, apne fazl se sab ata farma de. Ya Kareem, saari inaamat hame ata farma de. Ya Kareem, hamari bimaron ko shifa naseeb farma. Ya Allah, hamari bimaron ko shifa naseeb farma. Ya Allah, hamare pareshan haal logon ko pareshani se dur farma, musibaton ko musibaton se dur farma. Ya Allah, jinki auladon ko jaise pareshan hai, unko mere maula unki auladon ko nek bana de. Ya Allah, sahla bana de. Ya Allah, aur jinke ghar mein pareshani unko dur farma de. Ya Kareem, tu apne fazl o karam se hamari zindagi ko hasan khoobsurat bana de. Ya Kareem, ibadat ke sath mazin farma de. Ya Allah, ye Ramzan hamare ibadaton ke sath, amal ke sath, talawat ke sath, zikr ke sath aur tabligh ke sath mere maula guzarne ki taufeeq naseeb farma. Ya mere maula, apne fazl o karam se tamam momineen momnat ki bakhshish farma de. Ya Allah, hamare maa baap ko bakhsh de. Ya Kareem, hamare maa baap ko bakhsh de. Ya Allah, hamare maa baap ko bakhsh de. Ya Allah, mashayikh kiram ko jo hamare sath qaza hai mere maula, unke apne shaan shaan ke darajat ko buland farma, jannat mein ala maqam naseeb farma. Ae mere maula, baar baar hame hasan acche amal karne ki taufeeq naseeb farma. Wa sallallahu ta'ala ala khair khalqihi Muhammadin wa alihi wa sahbihi ajma'in bi rahmatika ya rahmar rahimin. Subhan rabbika rabbil izzati amma yasifun wa salamun alal mursalin walhamdulillah.